Today, on the agenda, the apostles are persecuted, the arrest of Stephen, Stephen's defense speech, which was quite remarkable, the stoning of Stephen, the gospel preached in Samaria, Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and Jesus calls Saul, and he becomes the Apostle Paul. Acts 5:17 and on. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. They laid their hands upon the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go, stand and speak in the temple." In other words, they're going to go right back where they were when they were arrested. "To the people speak all the words of this life," talking about the Christian life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and rose up to speak. But the high priest, knowing this, came in, and they that were with him, and he called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and didn't find them, they went back to the high priest and said, "The prison truly we found shut with all safety, and the keepers standing outside before the doors. But when they had opened the doors, no one was inside." Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard about this, they doubted these guys and what would come of all this. Then one came and said unto them, "Behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple teaching the people." Then the officers went and the captain and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they set them before the council and the high priest, and he asked them, saying, "Did we not straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and indeed intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Then Peter and the apostles that were with him answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him God has exalted with his own right hand to be prince and savior and to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to them that obey him." When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Then there stood up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law. He had a reputation among all the people. He commanded that the apostles be put forth a little space in the next room and said to them, "You men of Israel, take heed yourselves what you intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Thutis, boasting himself to be somebody, and you know this, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain. And all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to nothing. After this man rose up someone named Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after himself. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain away from these men, let them alone. For if this council is the work of men, it will come to nothing. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found to fight against God." And to him they agreed, And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak any more in the name of Jesus. And then they let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not stop teaching and preaching Jesus Christ. And in those days, when the number of disciples was being multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because the Grecian widows were neglected in the daily administration of need. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, "It is not reason that we should leave what we're doing, the word of God, and serve tables. So for this reason, brethren, choose out among yourselves 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom, which we may appoint over this business," because it does need to be done. "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word, spreading the word of God." And this saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had all prayed, they laid their hands upon them, and the word of God continued to increase. The number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests became obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose a certain man of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertines, and the Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them Sicilia and of Asia. They disputed with Stephen, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and spirit by which he spoke. And then they provoked men, which said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and scribes, and they came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council. And they set up false witnesses, which said, "This man ceases not to speak blasphemous words against God in this holy place and against the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered to us." And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on Stephen, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Then the high priest said, "Are these things so?" And he said, "Men and brethren, fathers and people of the land, hear this. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran, and said to him, 'Get out of your own country and away from your family, and come into the land which I will show you.' Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land, the land of Israel, where you now dwell. And he gave him none inheritance in the land, no, not so much as to set his foot on. Yet he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him, when as yet he didn't even have a single child. And God spoke on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in the strange land, and that they would bring them into bondage and entreat them evil for 400 years. And the nation to whom they shall be in servitude will I judge, said God. And after that they shall come forth and serve me in this place. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begat Isaac, and circumcised him on the eighth day. And Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat the 12 patriarchs. The patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him, and delivered him out of all of his afflictions, and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and he made him governor over all of Egypt and all of his own house. Then there came a famine over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers found nothing to eat. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first, that is, the 12 patriarchs. And at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brothers. Joseph's kindred also was made known unto Pharaoh. Then sent Joseph, and called his father Jacob to him, and all of his kindred, 70 souls. So Jacob went down into Egypt, and there he died, he and our fathers, and were carried over into Sychem, and laid in a sepulchre that Abraham had bought for a sum of money from the sons of Emor, the father of Sychem. But when the time of the promise drew near, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose which knew not Joseph. Joseph had saved Egypt. The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children to the end that they might not live. In time which Moses was born, he was an exceedingly fair child, nourished up in his own father's house for 3 months, and then, when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and deeds. When he was fully 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his own people, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him that was oppressed, and killed the Egyptian that was oppressing him. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood how that God, by his hand, would deliver them. But they did not understand this at this point. The next day he showed himself unto them as they strove. There were a couple of them fighting, you see, and would have separated them, and set them at one again, saying, "Sirs, you are brothers. Why do you do wrong one to another?" But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge over us? Will you kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" Then Moses fled at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Midian, which is in Saudi Arabia, where he begot 2 sons. And when 40 years had expired, now he being 80, there appeared unto him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, which is in Arabia, an angel of the Lord, in a flame of fire in a bush. And when Moses saw it, he wondered at it. How is the bush not consumed? And as soon as he drew near, he beheld it, and the voice of the Lord came out and said, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Then Moses shook with fear and dared not look. Then the Lord said to him, "Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place where you are standing is now holy ground, and I've seen the affliction of my people which is in Egypt. And I have heard their groaning, and I am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send you to Egypt." This Moses, whom they refused, saying, "Who made you a ruler and a judge?" The same God sent to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel, which appeared to him in the bush. And he brought them out, after that he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt, 10 plagues, and in the Red Sea, and in the wilderness, for 40 more years. Now he'd be 120. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up among you of your brethren like unto me, him you shall hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spoke to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us, which we have today, to whom our fathers would not obey, but rather thrust him away from them, and in their hearts turned back again to Egypt, saying unto Moses, make us gods which we can follow. As for this Moses, we don't know what's happened to him. He's the one that brought us out of Egypt, we know, but we don't know what's become of him. And so they made a calf in those days and offered sacrifice unto the idol, rejoicing in the works of their own hands. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets, O you house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yes, you took up the tabernacle of Molech and the star of your god Rimphan, figures which you made to worship, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he appointed, speaking unto Moses that he should make it according to the fashion that God had shown him, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David. This David found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. He was going to build the temple, but God said no, but rather your son Solomon will build him a house. Howbeit, the Most High God dwells not in temples made with people's hands. As said the prophet, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What then is the house you would build for me, said the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has not my hand made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets have you and your fathers not persecuted? And they have slain them, which have before showed the coming of the Just One, and of whom have you been now the betrayers and murderers? None other than Jesus. You are the ones who killed him, who have received the law by disposition of angels, but have not kept it. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, and this is speaking of Stephen, looked up steadfastly unto heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him to death. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice. He said, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the 12 apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and haling men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip had spoken, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed in those days, and taking them to people laying out in the streets that were lame or had the palsy, and they were healed, and there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great one, to whom every one gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God." And to him they had regard because of the long time which he bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed as well, and when he was baptized, continued with Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which he did. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was not come on any of them. They were only baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that through the laying on of hands from the apostles the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomso I lay hands, he may also receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said unto him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You have neither part in this, nor any lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Then answered Simon and said, "I pray you, ask the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken about me come true." And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, "Arise, and go to the south unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is through the desert." And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all of her treasure, had come from Jerusalem to worship. As he was returning and sitting in his chariot, he read the book of the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, "Go near and join yourself to this chariot." So Philip ran there, and he heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And the Ethiopian eunuch said to him, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he was reading was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his children? For his life is taken from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I pray you, of whom is this prophet speaking about, of himself or someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began to talk about the scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they both went down into the water, and both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was then found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached the gospel in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to go to Damascus into the synagogues, so that if he found any that followed this way, whether they were men or women, that he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed and came near Damascus, suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven, so much so that he couldn't see where he was going, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said unto him, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what is it you'd have me do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. And the men which journeyed with Saul stood there speechless, having heard a voice of some kind, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he could see nothing. But they had to lead him by the hand, and they brought him to Damascus, and he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat or drink anything.